Well, sir, it's a few minutes past 12 o'clock as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook and their son, Mr. Rush Gook. Since our friends aren't in the kitchen partaking of their noonday meal, it's our immediate surmise that the meat's not done, which is exactly the case. Let's listen to the conversation.
While I'm waiting for the meat to get done, Dr. Sleet, you may hand me the sheaf of letters, postcards, and telegrams that arrived this morning.
None come.
Anybody getting meal?
I got a letter. From Yuncy again. Third time I've heard from her in 2 days.
Yuncy is an indefatigable correspondent.
Yeah, and the child's got nothing to say. The letter that come this morning is just a half a page of chitter-chatter. Trot out on the buffet and get it, Willie.
Oh.
It's a waste of good stationery and postage stamps.
Mm.
Funny little kid, Yuncy.
Is she going to pay us a visit this summer?
They're not sure yet. I very much doubt it, though.
You answer this, Mom?
What?
You answer this letter, Yuncy?
No. Miss Hiddle's dropped in a few minutes this morning.
Oh, is she?
Fine.
What's new on West Monroe Street?
Nothing in particular.
You say you haven't answered this letter, Yuncy's, yet, Mom?
No, it only arrived half an hour ago.
Shall I get your fancy writing paper and purple ink out of the library table drawer so you can answer it now?
Why should I answer it now?
You always make me answer Yuncy's letters as soon as they come.
I'll handle my correspondence, thanks.
No, but if you'd care to dash off your reply right now, I could drop it in the mailbox after dinner.
I said I'd handle my correspondence, thanks.
Oh.
You want to hear a very important letter, Vic?
Yeah.
You don't hardly say a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Dearest Aunt Sadie, I received your beautiful letter and was so happy to hear from you. I answered the first two letters she sent.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't you going to answer that one?
It isn't to be a nuisance.
Is it? I'm astonished that thought didn't occur to you when you made me.
A person could slap out postage stamps by the bushel, keeping up with silly little kids. She says here, Dearest Aunt Sadie, I received your beautiful letter and was so happy to hear from you. Wasn't anything beautiful about my letter. It was only a note, a half a page long, acknowledging her note.
Mm-hmm.
And was so happy to hear from you. We are in good health. I suppose Uncle Victor is busy in his office as usual. Tell him hello. I am very much afraid I won't be able to visit you this summer, but still I'm not sure about it. You were awful nice to invite me. How is Rush feeling? I expect he's enjoying the warm weather. Well, Aunt Sadie, I guess I will close. Your affectionate niece, Yuncy.
An intensely human document.
Uh-huh.
One senses an undercurrent of sheer beauty.
Yeah.
Good. While Mom's answering Yuncy, I'll take you out in a game of rummy.
What you mean, while Mom's answering Yuncy?
Well, you are going to answer her, aren't you?
Well, don't you think that's pretty much for me to decide?
But gosh, when I get a letter from Yuncy, you make me sit right down and reply without a second's hesitation. You say it's the only polite thing to do. You say
that's all right, what I say.
You might understand that the left sock won't go on the right foot and vice versa. You might understand.
Oh, talky-talk and axle grease. I'm going out and see how my meat's coming along.
Lean over and whisper in its ear, Sadie. Tell it to get tender.
Uh-huh.
Your papa is a hungry man.
Yeah.
Why do you titter, giggle, wink, and grimace?
A deep, dark plot has been hatched.
That's so?
Yuncy's given Mom a taste of her own medicine.
How do you mean?
She's writing her all them letters on purpose.
With what object in view?
Well, you appreciate what the situation's been.
Uh-uh.
Oh, sure you do. Yuncy writes me a letter. As soon as it arrives, Mom forces me to drop whatever I'm doing and reply. When my reply reaches Carberry, Aunt Bess forces Yuncy to sit down and answer. And I have to whip out an answer to that answer without letting any grass grow under my feet. Then Yuncy has to answer that answer, and so on.
A vicious circle.
Yes.
Well, whose idea was it?
Yuncy. Pretty smart of her, huh?
I guess so.
She's going to bombard Mom with letters.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you suppose Mom will answer them?
Couldn't say.
She's sick and tired of it already. Hear what she said a minute ago?
No.
Getting to be a nuisance, she said.
Yeah.
And she's only replied to 2 letters. I've replied to about 100.
Mm.
See, she never realized before what a burden me and Yuncy were carrying. Why, holy smoke. There for a while, we were writing back and forth as often as 3 times a week.
You were yoked miserably together with chains of loathsome correspondence.
Exactly. I had nothing to say to Yuncy. Yuncy had nothing to say to me. Yet our mothers made us keep up this feverish exchange of letters. Why, I got so I'd wake up in the middle of the night, trembling with anxiety.
A few more minutes, fellas.
Did you whisper in the meat there and tell it to get tender for good old Dick Nook?
Yeah.
It's dandy. I look forward to the moment when I can tuck my napkin under my chin and gaily flourish my knife and fork.
We're running short on purple ink, Mom. Maybe I better drop in at the drugstore this afternoon and buy a new bottle.
No.
I expect you're in pretty much of a hurry to answer Yuncy's letter.
Rush, what is this nonsense?
Nonsense?
Yes, nonsense.
All I'm thinking about is how quick you make me slap out pen and ink and when I hear from Yuncy. You always say, sit down, Rush, and answer your dear little cousin. Write a lovely, sweet reply and use my stylish stationery and purple ink.
Doorbell is again, doorbell is again.
Well, Lance, wonder who it could be at noontime. We'll see, Willie.
Oh.
Chance, likely.
Mm-hmm.
That Bluetooth Johnson boy don't care when he drops in.
It's not Bluetooth Johnson this trip. Bluetooth in Peoria today.
Our loss is Peoria's gain.
Yeah.
Our loss is Peoria's gain. If I wasn't so hungry, I'd take a train and ride along some shady lane. Or would that be in vain?
Oh, one thing about West Monroe Street, Miss Hettles told me.
Huh?
A new family's moved in the 700 block.
Hey.
People by the name of Sprawler. He works in the CNA shops. I understand.
Special delivery letter.
What?
Special delivery letter.
Who for?
You.
Where from?
Carberry.
Aunt Beth?
Yuncy.
Yuncy?
Uh-huh.
Addressed to me?
Mrs. Victor R. Gook.
Well, what's eating the child?
She's an indefatigable correspondent.
Special delivery stamps cost money.
Maybe it's something important.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Now, we will have to replenish our supply of purple ink. You got two letters to answer. Hi, George, I like to see a couple relatives keep up a fine, steady correspondence. I like to see a couple of relatives.
Oh, ish.
Ish?
Just little trivial talky-talk.
Huh?
And mailing at special delivery. Wonder if her mother knows how she throws her money around.
What does little Yuncy have to say?
Dearest Aunt Sadie, just a line to inform you we are all well. I received your answer to my second letter and was so glad to learn everyone enjoys good health. I expect Uncle Victor is busy in his office these days. Rush is probably playing a good deal of baseball. We've had wonderful warm weather here in Carberry the last week or so. Well, I will close for now. Love to all. Your affectionate niece, Yuncy.
A stirring human document.
Uh-huh.
A leaf torn at random from the notebook of life.
I'm not going to answer any more of these darn things.
You're not, Mom?
No.
But you made me do it 3 and 4 times a week the last 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
How many hundreds of times in the last 6 months have you handed me a letter and said, here's a lovely little note from your cousin. Sit right down at the library table and write a reply.
That's different.
Why is it different?
Because it is.
Won't you clarify your statement a little more?
Oh, ish.
Yuncy is just as much your niece as she is my cousin, isn't she? Hasn't she got a right to expect the same consideration from her aunt as she gets from her cousin? Seems to me it's your sacred duty to sit down at the library table and write out a sweet reply to Yuncy's adorable...
Hey, who am I talking to? An enormous big college professor or somebody?
Sounds like it.
Well, I can't force you to answer Yuncy's letters, Mom, like you can force me. If you decide it's a nuisance, all well and good. I, however, am not in a position to decide anything. I have to answer Yuncy's letters, whether I want to or not.
I'm a little tired of this subject.
Mom, I received a letter from Yuncy the day before yesterday.
Well?
I haven't answered it yet.
Well?
Do I have to answer it?
I don't care.
You don't?
No.
That's all I wish to know.
Hmm.
I believe a sad, miserable chapter in my life has been closed.
Hizey-tizey.
Hey, let's go eat our dinner.
Yeah, let's do. Come on.
I am ready.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.